I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The IU Ballet Theater presents The Nutcracker with the familiar choreography of Michael Vernon, designs of C. David Higgins, and conducting the orchestra, Carmen de Leon from the Cincinnati Ballet. Performances are November 30th, December 1st, and 2nd at 7:30, and then there are matinees on December 2nd and 3rd at 2 p.m. Our guest is a new faculty member at Indiana University and a former student, Sarah Roth. Sarah, let me be sure to welcome you back to Bloomington. I've caught you in the midst of rehearsals, and I gather that when you danced back in early 2000s, it was with a different choreographer, perhaps even a different storyline. Fill us in on the changes.
Well, it's been such a great experience joining the forces here in Bloomington. Michael Vernon's choreography is what's now being performed, and it is a testament to musicality. It is a beautiful interpretation of the magical story of the Nutcracker, and the driving force behind it is really Michael's idea of replicating Marius Petipa's original choreography, an adaptation of it from 1892. So he's really trying to stay true form to the original story and touch the hearts of the people of Bloomington in a classic way.
Now, for many young female dancers, there's a progression through the Nutcracker, and I'm curious, where did you start?
I started at a small school in Frederick, Maryland, where I spent the majority of my adolescence. I trained there until I was 18 years old and then came to IU. The Nutcracker there featured a brilliant role that was, in my heart at the age of 9, like the biggest role Nutcracker ever could have created, which was this role of the small teddy bear that follows Clara around on her journey to the land of the sweets. So in that version, there was a small set of dolls that got to go on the magical journey with Clara. So I was carried in the party scene in this full bear costume, and I fell asleep. I mean, I was asleep as part of the choreography under the tree until I magically came alive and did this mime in the battle scene. And I remember my dad saying as I was growing up that, you know, we spend all this money on ballet and she's asleep on the stage. So that was my first, felt like a professional experience, was performing passionately that I was completely catatonic under a tree.
Oh my goodness. And of course, you've experienced a number of Nutcrackers since then. I'm curious, it's been really a decade since you were at IU. Are the young dancers different than your colleagues were?
Yes. Michael Vernon, who's been the chair of the department these past 10 years actually, has really brought up the level of students. And the ballet world in general is incredibly competitive. So what you're witnessing when you go and see the dancers at the Nutcracker, they're performing at a level of a company. They're performing at this pre-professional level of youth just on the cusp of joining the professional world. So everyone in Bloomington is really getting a taste of these dancers in sort of their freshest version of themselves as they approach their performance on the stage, which is great.
I was reading an account of your experiences with the Boston Ballet Company and some of the dancers that you worked with. And one of the lines in there that struck me was, any day that I'm dancing is a good day.
That's absolutely true. And I actually I've tried to keep a journal of all the feelings that I had when I was a dancer so that now when I step onto the other side, I remember those feelings and I'm trying to maintain an empathy for the volatile emotions of the dancer. Your body is your instrument. As I said, every day you dance is a good day. Every day that you are at home, at the end, physically exhausted, feeling so vital and so needed and so useful is a day that you're passionate about your craft and the day that you'll come back for more the next day and come back even thirstier.
We can share some of that excitement. Sarah Roth, a new faculty member at the Jacobs School in the Ballet Theater. Performances take place on November 30th, December 1st, 2nd, and that's at 7:30 in the evening and 2 p.m. in the afternoon. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.